Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Two men cited for assault at Town Place Suites. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. At around 4:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, Gillette police officers were called to the Town Place Suites on 2nd Street for a report of a disturbance. A 23-year-old woman and a friend of hers had been at the hotel with a 37-year-old man. After leaving, the 23-year-old woman realized she may have left her cell phone at the hotel, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. She contacted two other men, aged 22 and 23, who went to retrieve the phone for her. Wasson said the investigation found the two men had an altercation with the 37-year-old occupant of the room, which led them to be charged with criminal entry and battery. Officers then assisted the 23-year-old woman in trying to locate her cell phone, but it wasn't found in the room. They attempted to help her find her phone in her vehicle and smelled marijuana. Wasson said she consented to a full search of the vehicle, and they discovered a small bag with approximately 0.5 grams of suspected marijuana, and she was subsequently cited for possession of a controlled substance. Local energy companies make donation to Salvation Army. The Powder River Energy Foundation and Basin Electric Cooperative presented the Gillette Salvation Army with a check for $8,000 to help with an increase in need from local families this holiday season, according to the release from the Powder River Energy Foundation. Director Jenny Harting said, "Our requests for help have increased 30% over the same time last year. However, our donations have not kept pace with these increased needs." The Salvation Army provides rental assistance, meals, clothing, fuel, and even help with medical prescriptions for at-risk and low-income families in Gillette. Both Basin Electric Cooperative and Powder River Energy Foundation have made meat and monetary donations in previous years, but the $4,000 donation is a record for a donation from a single foundation. Basin Electric, which operates the Dry Fork station in Gillette, agreed to match the donation for a grand total of $8,000. Powder River Energy Foundation has given over $2 million in donations to charitable organizations throughout its service territory in Northeast Wyoming since 2007. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.